F-Files Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
Good morning. You are listening to the F-Files on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and streaming on CKUT.ca. This is the F-Files. I'm Julia, your host, and I have a special guest with me today, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. But today, Diana and I are going to play for you listeners a recording of a performance that we did together. It's called Wave Debris, and it's a performance at a distance, meaning that we have not done it ever together in the same room. So before we play it, just to give a little bit of context, it was actually you, Diana, who received this invitation from a curator to create a piece about the sun, right?
Yes, exactly. It was my friend and collaborator, Christina Ramos, who was she was doing a residency at the time in Berlin in this place called The Watch, hosted by a former GDR tower. And at the end of her residency, she decided to do a sort of sound presentation with an audience. And it was all kind of her research was about Elizabeth Alexander, who is the first female radio astronomer, and more specifically about the fact that she discovered that at sunset there are certain radio waves being emitted by the sun. And so me and Julia had already been playing or jamming together in my studio in Brussels, and then I invited her to kind of work together towards creating a piece that would be played during Christina's presentation. And I went to Berlin, but Julia couldn't come, so we decided to do it at a distance. So she was streaming her sound to me, and I was playing my part live, and together it was a sort of this performance at a distance that you will hear.
It's so funny that we, started that in a moment where obviously we were not in a pandemic and like being together was possible. And this is a kind of novel approach to doing this, performance. And then again, actually, we got invited to do it again in Brussels for a festival like QO2 when we should have realistically been able to do it in the same room. But then, of course, the pandemic struck, and so we did it telematically again from Brussels. So it's nice that we had already established this way of working together apart. And I listened to it. Okay, so then also I will add that the recording that we're playing, so this has been released as a tape now, a year and a half later, on Crash Cymbals, a label in the States, in West Virginia, and it will be technically released on the 2nd of November, although pre-orders are already available. So if you would like to check it out, go to the Crash Cymbals Bandcamp. But actually, because the cassettes got sent to Brussels and now I'm back in Montreal, Diana dubbed the tape or bootlegged the tape. So basically we're listening to the actual tape recorded, a digital recording of the cassette tape. And I don't know, so then I just listened back to it and I just was really different than I remember it. I don't know. In my head, there's like, I think that like my feelings about it, especially because we were kind of gazing at the sun, was like really like, besides some anxiety about the like technical configuration, definitely really like feels to me like it's like a calm ambient piece, but it's not really. How did you feel listening back to it?
I feel the same. Actually, we forgot to say that the initial presentation in Berlin in the Watchtower was to take place, and it took place during sunset, and that's where we performed our piece, and also during the Kyoto Festival. It was also performed at this time of day, and I think, yeah, in Berlin, certain things happened during the performance. For example, there was a sort of ambulance outside that kind of echoed the sounds that you were streaming. So yeah, there were a lot of things that kind of came together in an unexpected way. And I think it's definitely like a calm, nice piece, but it's also, kind of also bleeds into something else at points. It's funny because when I received the tapes, I couldn't actually listen to them because I didn't have a tape player. And then I received one, and then kind of pirated our own tape, did a tape to Zoom recording. I feel it's also really interesting because what we will listen to now is actually the studio version. So that's the only moment when we were together. And that's different. It's like having a conversation in the same space rather than conversation at a distance. So it's also nice to see what happens then and then listen to the live piece and see how that unfolds. And in the way, it kind of makes sense because of the music or the sound we make, the music, it's not rhythmic. So the problem of being in sync is not so... You know, it's not that serious. It's not a big issue. If there was always a delay, right? Like a 30-second delay between us.
Totally.
So, and that was also something like that we worked with and kind of acknowledged and used.
Right. Yeah. Really, more than being about like a structure or rhythm is like kind of this. Yeah. Like. Tuning into this activity that's happening. So yeah, this idea that it's not always in sync or sometimes there are these spontaneous moments that work together that you wouldn't have imagined also makes sense, I think, in terms of radio astronomy and like looking at phenomena. And this has been Julia and Diana in our virtual radio studio coming to you from Brussels and Montreal at the same time.
Thank you so much, Julia. I hope you enjoy the recording.
Thank you. Okay, here goes.
Just which wall are you off of? Which end is up? Is it the real thing? Is this not the age of assholes in leisure suits? Am I what you call demure? Which do you believe? How is certainty possible here? Does not the surface texture suggest anxiety? How do the deaf in China use sign language? Doesn't this linger? Did you feel it? Did you find it? Who were those guys? What was he trying to articulate? Did you turn the sound off and play music instead? Did it fit the picture? Did it fit the picture?